Welcome to the Best 2023 Annual Report. The Building Effective Supports for Teaching, or BEST, project reports three times a year on progress in the areas of research, process, capacity, fidelity, and outcomes of our work in Vermont's schools. This annual report summarizes all activities during the 2022 to 2023 school year, which ran from July 2022 through June 2023, including an action plan for sustainability for the 2023-2024 school year. This action plan builds upon current implementation and supports future sustainability. The BEST project has expanded over the past year, using the MTSS framework as the structure for promoting all that we do. We have broadened our training, technical assistance, and resources to meet the growing concerns of students, staff, and families/caregivers, social, emotional, and behavioral learning, well-being, and mental health. This annual report now includes all of what the BEST project offers, with PBIS as a central component. The BEST project is diligently engaged in strengthening and transforming our systems and practices to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion to achieve equitable outcomes for all students, as outlined in our commitment to equity. PBIS, tailored to a school community, provides a continuum of supports that, when implemented with fidelity and with equity at the center, leads to positive academic and behavioral outcomes. PBIS is an evidence-based framework for preventing and responding to interfering behavior within a multi-tiered system of supports, or MTSS. Vermont's Educational Quality Standards, or EQS, require that schools have an MTSS framework in place for both behavior and academics. MTSS is a whole school, data-driven, prevention-based framework for improving learning outcomes for every student. This report focuses on the social, emotional, behavioral, mental health, and overall well-being of Vermont's students and educators. Process. The BEST process uses a variety of data points to track reach throughout Vermont, details our process of implementation and efforts to build capacity, monitor fidelity of implementation, and document outcomes. In this report, we incorporate the following quantitative and qualitative data as part of the annual evaluation of implementation efforts. This report includes how we measured the reach of the BEST project in Vermont. We report on the number of schools and districts implementing or exploring PBIS. We evaluate our online presence. To evaluate our process of training schools in Vermont, we report on the number of trainings offered by the BEST project, the number of training participants, training satisfaction rates, qualitative feedback provided from our training attendees. To evaluate our capacity, we report on the number of Vermont PBIS TA providers, coaches, and trainers, the number of schools that have connected with a coach, special projects and grants the BEST project works on. To evaluate the fidelity to the PBIS implementation process, we report on the measures that schools are required to complete annually, the Tiered Fidelity Inventory, or TFI, and the Self-Assessment Survey, SAS, and or the School Climate Survey, or SCS. To evaluate outcomes, we report on student behavior observations, school climate survey, self-assessment survey, use of the school-wide information system, or SWIS, equity reports, and school acknowledgments. Results. In the past year, the BEST project reached out to schools with awareness of and sensitivity to the ongoing challenges in Vermont education right now, staff turnovers, staff vacancies, and other lasting effects from the pandemic. We shared relevant information and resources. We provided technical assistance and coaching. We made professional learning opportunities accessible through virtual training, both synchronous and asynchronous, as well as in person. Furthermore, Best Project staff actively partnered with colleagues from the Vermont Agency of Education, Vermont MTSS team, the Vermont Department of Mental Health, the Vermont Restorative Approaches Collaborative, Project Aware Implementers, and early MTSS/Pyramid Model Developers and Trainers. We also maintained strong partnerships with all of Vermont's supervisory unions and districts and schools. Results in this section reflect five categories of evaluation: reach, process, capacity, fidelity, and outcomes. Reach. The BEST project is currently supporting 170 schools in 50 supervisory unions or school districts in Vermont to implement PBIS with the goal of achieving social, emotional, behavioral, and academic success for all students. This year, the BEST project offered VTPBIS core trainings in March and at the 2023 BEST Vermont MTSS Summer Institute in June. As a result of both professional learning opportunities, two new schools received training at the universal level, 10 schools received training at the targeted level, 15 schools received training in refreshing, enhancing, and deepening universal PBIS, and 6 schools received training at the expanding and enhancing targeted level interventions. All Vermont PBIS schools start their implementation journey by attending the universal training to implement practices developed to support all students. Once these practices are in place with fidelity, schools decide to advance in developing targeted and intensive systems and interventions to support students with greater needs. While all 170 schools have completed the universal training, 19% opted to stay at the universal level. 44% of those schools moved on to receive training at the targeted level, and 37% received training to implement individualized interventions at the intensive level. Online presence. The BEST project reached a large audience through biweekly newsletters, the BEST project updates, and monthly reminders, the VTPBIS monthly reminders. These were sent out through MailChimp and our websites. In 2022-2023, our number of email subscribers was 1,920. The number of VTPBIS updates sent was 31. The number of VTPBIS monthly reminders sent was 12. We had 16,378 website visitors and 37,191 website views. Process. The BEST project activities of the past year adhered to the goals established in the School Year 23 Action Plan for Sustainability. We list specific goals and action steps from the 2022-2023 school year below. Goal 1 of the School Year 23 Action Plan for Sustainability. We continued our focus on centering equity within PBIS. While we maintained our Vermont PBIS commitment to equity and took pride in our accomplishments this year, we also recognize that there will always be more work to do in this area. During this past year, we prioritized and ensured that the team centered equity in both professional learning for the team and by the team in the following ways. The state team shifted language to be more culturally responsive and inclusive. Training evaluation surveys assessed whether or not participants felt trainings addressed diversity, equity, and inclusion issues. The BEST Vermont MTSS Summer Institute featured both a keynote and a strand on equity. In addition, the 4 Vermont PBIS strands focused on equity within the training. All trainers incorporated equity considerations into professional learning opportunities for schools, such as access, representation, meaningful participation, and high outcomes. We created and shared additional resources on enhancing student and family/caregiver voice with schools. We supported Vermont schools using SWIS, the school-wide information system, in assessing disproportionality in school discipline through SWIS equity reports. Many districts and schools continue to prioritize equity work and have adapted their PBIS framework with an equity lens. Quotes about this goal. Quote unquote, Our two state-level PBIS coaches ensured that diversity, equity, and inclusion was a common theme throughout our work this past year. Additionally, when analyzing data, our universal team and the whole staff on our two data days looked at diversity, equity, and inclusion as a lens through which we viewed data, i.e. gender, special and regular education, attendance, nationality, etc. 1 in 6 students at our school identify as a Beninke, which has been a historically marginalized population. We have been particularly mindful to analyze days comparing this subgroup and to think about behavior supports that might be necessary, as well as creating an awareness for staff. As a result of the higher than average number of referrals from this group, we have added supports such as art therapy, a preferred Beninke strategy, to our repertoire. End quote. Swanton Elementary School. Quote unquote. ABS accessed the school DEI coach on several occasions to review specific situations or events that had occurred to get feedback and guidance on equitable practices. Our DEI coach was also a member of the PBIS targeted team and gave important and necessary perspectives to ensure equitable discipline practices were being followed. End quote. Allenbrook School. Quote unquote. We are lucky to work in an atmosphere in which school improvement is the norm, and folks talk about what they see and what they wish they saw habitually. These conversations often uncover our implicit biases. End quote. Newbrook School. Goal 2 of the School Year 23 Action Plan for Sustainability. The BEST project offered a comprehensive calendar of in-person and online professional learning events to meet the multiple and diverse needs of schools during this time. We made sure that all training materials were relevant and easily accessible. This year, 1,047 participants attended 23 relevant learning events and reported a high level of satisfaction, with an average participant satisfaction rate of 96.7%. We have listed below a summary of accomplishments connected to this goal. We assessed whether or not participants felt trainings were accessible through training evaluation surveys. The BEST project staff actively participated in professional development on creating accessible resources and training materials. We embedded social-emotional learning and wellness learning opportunities in several trainings, ensuring inclusion for all. We provided webinars and in-person events to promote the use of assessment and fidelity tools, as well as student outcome measures such as the TFI and school climate surveys. We continuously disseminate accessible resources. We produced informational videos to assist people in accessing project description materials in multiple formats. Quotes about goal number 2. Quote unquote, the presenters were both engaging and able to answer all questions, end quote. Quote unquote, I loved all the resources, end quote. Quote unquote, I appreciated it all. I love the overview, the tools, the time to process the tools, and the focus on implementation, end quote. Quote unquote, I really liked how the trainers presented information to us and then gave us team time to apply that learning to a plan we can implement in our school, end quote. Quote unquote, having time as a team to talk amongst ourselves about what was being discussed and presented by the speakers was very helpful. Additionally, being able to speak and connect with colleagues from other schools to hear about what they are doing and how they've been implementing PBIS in their schools was helpful as well. End quote. Quote unquote, there is so much learning that is obtained through in-depth training like this when you have time to really dive in. Thank you for providing the information, time, and guidance to feel like I am leaving here today with knowing more ways to support my students individually and as a whole, to have an environment where growth can be seen. End quote. New learning opportunities. In the past year, we offered a new webinar on the Resilience Education Program, a targeted intervention for students at risk for internalizing concerns such as depression and anxiety. We also introduced 3 new strands at the BEST Vermont MTSS Summer Institute: experiential, brain-based approaches to learning, Vermont Early MTSS pyramid model implementation, and proactive and responsive de-escalation strategies. Additionally, we conducted many new workshops at the Institute. Annual Vermont PBIS Forum. The annual Vermont PBIS Forum is the keystone professional development activity of the fall. This October event was attended by over 101 people from 56 schools to share, collaborate with colleagues, and learn new ideas. Holly Ruel, principal of Gertrude Chamberlain School, delivered a very well-received and inspiring keynote presentation titled Connections, Care, and Commitment, a PBIS team approach to student and staff success at this year's conference. The forum offered participants 16 workshop sessions on a variety of topics and 5 Q&A sessions. Participants had this to say about the forum. Quote unquote, "This session was so rejuvenating and therapeutic, just what I needed for self-care," end quote. Quote unquote, "It was super helpful and eye-opening to see all the connections being made with PBIS and mental health," end quote. Quote unquote, "This was very powerful for me in my new role in the district and gave me knowledge and confidence to move forward." Best Vermont MTSS Summer Institute. The Best Vermont MTSS Summer Institute, the most significant professional development event of the year, provided 4 days of learning and sharing of evidence-based practices within the Vermont MTSS framework. This year's theme, Nourishing Our Roots, Deepening and Strengthening Our Systems of Support for the Well-Being of All, attracted 381 participants representing 56 school, supervisory union, or school district teams. The BEST project collects evaluation data on the extent to which participants find the Summer Institute is accessible and inclusive of content relevant to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Data over the years has shown increased satisfaction in both of these areas. Figure 2 shows how participants responded to the question, "This training included relevant information on diversity, equity, and inclusion," using a scale of strongly disagree, disagree, agree, and strongly agree over 3 years. In 2021, participants who responded with strongly disagree were only 1%. 2% responded disagree, while 61% agreed and 36% strongly agreed. In 2022, 0% said that they strongly disagreed with the statement. 1% said they disagreed, 47% agreed, and 52% strongly agreed. In 2023, 0.6% strongly disagreed with the statement, 0.6% disagreed with the statement, while 40% agreed and 59% strongly agreed with this statement around the inclusion of relevant information on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, figure 3 shows how participants responded to the question, "This statement was accessible to me," using a scale again of strongly disagree, disagree, agree, and strongly agree over 2 years. In 2022, 0% strongly disagreed with that statement. 1% disagreed, 27% agreed, and 72% strongly agreed. In 2023, no one strongly disagreed or disagreed, while 27% agreed and 73% strongly agreed. Quotes about the Best Vermont MTSS Summer Institute. Quote unquote, "This week was so meaningful and helped build so many connections within the Vermont community of educators. And that's all kudos to you all for setting up a culture of community and connection," end quote. Quote unquote, "It was such a good use of time. There was a lot of new information. Everything was paced at a manageable speed. I felt supported and honored by the hospitality, delicious food, the level of professionalism, and the thoughtfulness of the whole week. Well done," end quote. Quote unquote, "The best conference is consistently the best conference. I have never attended and felt in any way disappointed or underserved in terms of learning opportunities. I am very excited to attend next year," end quote. Capacity. The BEST project has actively built capacity to support supervisory unions and school districts and schools by designing a system of supports that meet schools where they are, with embedded opportunities for feedback loops for continuous improvement and sustainability. We intentionally strive towards increasing the use of technical assistance, or TA, and coaching, both on-site and virtually. In Vermont PBIS Systems of Support, leadership teams at three different levels engage in feedback and support loops. At the school level, school coordinators provide feedback to coordinators at the SUSD level. These SUSD coordinators, in turn, provide feedback to TA providers, trainers, and coaches at the state level. This feedback guides TA providers, trainers, and coaches in offering support to the SUSD coordinators, who in turn provide support to the school coordinators, thus completing the system of support loops. Technical assistance training and coaching. Vermont PBIS technical assistance providers, or TA providers, navigate the process of exploring, implementing, and sustaining PBIS for schools and SUSDs. They offer this support through technology and/or 1-2 visits to the school. Our 5 TA providers sent VTPBIS monthly reminders to VTPBIS school, supervisory union and school district coordinators, and administrators about topics relevant to their roles. TA providers also increased support around pre-training readiness to enhance schools' ability to build collective ownership among the school community. Other TA support topics included data and evaluation, support, current changes in PBIS, new leader orientation, system improvement, the identification of evidence-based practices, and implementation. Sometimes, supervisory unions, school districts, and schools determine that they need more in-depth coaching. In 2022-2023, 10 Vermont PBIS state-approved coaches were available to support the fidelity of PBIS evidence-based practices and the development of local implementation capacity. This past year, 23 Vermont PBIS schools pursued coaching, up from 17 last year. Coaching topics included leadership support in promoting fidelity, providing support on overcoming implementation dips, PD on the revitalization of PBIS core features, supporting new administrators, coordinators, and specific data requests for assistance. The BEST project has a strong cohort of trainers that have expertise in all layers of the MTSS framework as it relates to social, emotional, behavioral learning, and well-being. These trainers receive ongoing support to continue to develop relevant content. To sustain the delivery of high-quality professional learning opportunities and to be responsive to local and statewide needs, the BEST project has engaged in the following activities. Organize monthly meetings with TA providers to review data, examine relevant research, and identify strategies for gathering input from the field. Hosted 3 state leadership team meetings with critical partners to collaborate on interagency initiatives and align efforts in disseminating information to the field regarding best practices in supporting the social, emotional, and behavioral learning of all. Convened a group of statewide trainers to explore best practices for professional development and discussed how to expand the capacity of trainers within the state. Remained abreast of legislative priorities and changes affecting the social, emotional, behavioral learning, and mental health of all. Attended relevant professional development opportunities, such as the Northeast PBIS Leadership Forum in Groton, Connecticut, where BEST project co-directors presented on cultivating collective ownership and represented Vermont as members of the Northeast PBIS Advisory Group and the National State PBIS Leaders Network. Quotes about coaching and TA. Quote unquote, "Our coach was amazing at pointing us in the right direction, looking at our current work and providing strategies, understanding the current state of our school, and acknowledging what was going right. I also appreciate that she held us accountable and pushed us to be better," end quote. Quote unquote, "Our coach is a wealth of information, and any school would benefit from her guidance and observations. We'd love for her to be here always," end quote. Quote unquote, "Our coach was critical to reaching our PBIS goal this past year," end quote. The BEST project continued to successfully apply for grants that enhanced and expanded our work. The following highlights other projects. Project AWARE. As part of Project AWARE, a Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration grant awarded to the AOE, the BEST project continues to support 3 supervisory unions in building an interconnected systems framework. With consultation and support from national PBIS experts, Vermont PBIS provides training, technical assistance, and coaching on strategies to enhance PBIS with mental health support across the home, school, and community. The three LEAs participating in Project AWARE have established district community leadership teams to 1. Identify and manage priorities for change, 2. Develop and adapt roles of mental health clinicians to meet the needs across a continuum of supports, and 3. Integrate student and family caregiver voice into their existing systems. At the conclusion of this project, DCLTs and schools are considering which elements of Project AWARE they wish to maintain and how they will go about doing so. RISE Vermont. The BEST project, in collaboration with Up for Learning, coordinated the delivery of training and technical assistance on restorative approaches in schools and school districts. The project, RISE Vermont, Restorative Approaches Implementation for School Equity in Vermont, funded by the Agency of Education, officially began on November 22, 2021, and the work concluded in January 2023. More details about the project's accomplishments can be found in the final report. Products of this work include e-learning modules, videos from Vermont schools, a directory of restorative approaches, and an updated website. Early multi-tiered system of supports. Starting in July 2022, the AOE is funding pyramid model professional development, technical assistance, and coaching opportunities for universal pre-K sites as part of the early multi-tiered system of supports scale-up across Vermont. The BEST project has partnered with the National Pyramid Model Consortium and local Pyramid 802 Plus coaches to carry out this work. The project aims to promote policies and practices that advance equity, diversity, and the full inclusion and participation of each child enrolled in a public or private universal pre-kindergarten classroom. Administrators, educators, and providers will increase their knowledge and skills through professional development to establish systems necessary to ensure high-fidelity implementation of evidence-based practices to support young children's social and emotional wellness, competence, and confidence. This professional development will build capacity at the state, regional, and local levels to promote scale-up and ultimate sustainability. The project involves establishing a state early MTSS leadership team, providing support and input from the Accountability and Continuous Improvement System team at the AOE, delivering professional development for administrators, educators, and providers, and providing technical assistance and coaching. The BEST project is also involved in introducing the Pyramid Model Implementation Data System, which will play a critical role in scaling up and sustaining the Pyramid Model in Vermont. The BEST project will work to intentionally align the early MTSS Pyramid Model and school-age PBIS. To learn about current best practices in early education, BEST project staff attended this year's National Training Institute Conference. The Pyramid Model Consortium recently awarded an additional subcontract to the BEST project to bring early MTSS and the Pyramid Model practices to Part C providers under the State Personnel Development Grant Award to the AOE. The project launched in May of 2023 and will continue into 2025. Fidelity. Tiered Fidelity Inventory, or TFI. Schools complete the tiered fidelity inventory each year to efficiently assess PBIS implementation fidelity. School teams can use the TFI to assess fidelity at 1, 2, or all 3 tiers of PBIS implementation. Schools must complete the TFI at each tier they are currently implementing. Although we have not reached our pre-pandemic completion rate, Vermont PBIS schools continue to complete fidelity tools. Many schools reported that they use TFI assessment to celebrate accomplishments and identify areas needing improvement in order to develop comprehensive action plans. In 2019, before the pandemic, 90% of schools completed the TFI. The rate dropped to 64% in 2020 and then increased to 72% in 2021. However, 2022 witnessed another decrease in rates, down to 57%. This year, 102 Vermont PBIS schools, or 60%, completed Tier 1 of the Tiered Fidelity Inventory. On average, across the schools who completed the Tiered Fidelity Inventory, the highest rated items at Tier 1 were behavioral expectations and agreements, which means that the school has 5 or fewer positively stated behavior expectations and agreements and examples by setting and location for student and staff behaviors, i.e. the school teaching matrix, defined and in place. And fidelity data. Tier 1 team reviews and school uses school-wide fidelity at least annually. The lowest rated items, those not in place on Tier 1, were team composition, or the Tier 1 team includes a Tier 1 systems coordinator, a school administrator, a family member, and individuals able to provide A, applied behavioral expertise, B, coaching expertise, C, knowledge of student academic and behavior patterns, D, knowledge about the operations of the school across grade levels and programs, and for high schools, E, student representation. The other lowest rated item was the student, family, and community involvement, where stakeholders from students, families, and community members provide input on universal foundations, e.g. expectations, consequences, and acknowledgments, at least every 12 months. Self-assessment survey, SAS, and or school climate survey. Schools use the self-assessment survey to measure staff perceptions of the implementation status and improvement priority for school-wide classroom, non-classroom, and individual student systems. In the past year, 67 schools, or 39%, chose to complete the SAS when given the option of completing it and or the school climate survey. Overall, 89 Vermont PBIS schools, or 52%, completed either the SAS or the school climate survey, or both. You can find outcome data related to the school climate survey in the outcomes section. The BEST project prioritized supporting schools to participate in Vermont PBIS refreshing, enhancing, and deepening training, and to actively promote and model student, family, caregiver, community involvement, voice, and input based on the overall TFI and SAS-SCS findings. This prioritization is reflected in the SY24 Action Plan for Sustainability. Outcomes. PBIS works. Research demonstrates that students, staff, and families and caregivers benefit when schools implement evidence-based practices within a PBIS framework. In Vermont, the BEST project examines both quantitative and qualitative data, such as student and teacher outcomes, to guide action planning. For this report, we chose not to compare outcomes across recent years due to the lasting effects of the pandemic. Instead, we're using this data to formulate our action plan for the SY24 school year. As of this report, state-level data on exclusionary discipline was unavailable. We aim to present outcomes-based exclusionary discipline data in a future report. Student outcomes. Behavior observations. The BEST project examines the major interfering behaviors as reported on behavior observation and data forms, which were formerly called office discipline referrals, in the school-wide information system. In SY23, the most frequently occurring major interfering behaviors were physical aggression, defiance, insubordination, and noncompliance, and abusive language, inappropriate language, or profanity. The behaviors listed align with what we are hearing from the field. As a result, the BEST project is prioritizing professional development in proactive de-escalation strategies, relationship building, and social and emotional learning in the 2023-2024 BEST Vermont PBIS professional development calendar. Additionally, the SY24 Action Plan for Sustainability will prioritize student voice and input to further advance the reduction of these interfering behaviors. School climate. Schools implementing PBIS with fidelity will see improvements in school climate as reported by staff, student, and families. This year, the BEST project encouraged schools to complete a school climate survey and provided training on a free online survey hosted in PBIS assessment. Some districts and schools created their own school climate survey or used another existing survey. At least 33 Vermont PBIS schools completed a school climate survey for either staff, students, or families. An additional 11 schools completed other versions of a school climate survey with scores unavailable to us. Students rated their agreement with items on a scale of strongly disagree to strongly agree. Based on school climate survey data from 22 elementary schools and 11 middle high schools, on average, elementary school climate mean scores were 3.02, and middle high school mean scores averaged 2.8. The highest rated elementary school climate survey items were, my school wants me to do well, 3.6. There is an adult at school who will help me if I need it, 3.4. The lowest rated elementary school climate survey items were, students in my classroom behave so teachers can teach, 2.4. I like school, 2.6. The highest rated middle high school climate survey items were: I know an adult I can talk with if I need help, 3.3. Teachers treat me with respect, 3.2. The lowest rated middle high school climate survey items were: I feel my school has high standards for achievement, 2.5. I like school, 2.5. Staff outcomes. Self-assessment survey. In 2022-2023, staff perceived school-wide systems to be in place at an average of 55%. The BEST project will continue to support VTPBIS schools to strengthen their implementation by promoting our newly revised training to refresh, enhance, and deepen PBIS. It will include follow-up coaching to strengthen their implementation. School climate survey. This past year, 25 schools conducted the personnel version of the PBIS school climate survey to gain an understanding of how staff perceive school climate. The staff rated their agreement with items on a scale of strongly disagree to strongly agree. The overall mean scores for the personnel survey were 3.1. The highest rated personnel school climate survey items were: I get along well with other staff members, 3.6. I feel safe when entering and leaving my school building, 3.6. The lowest rated personnel school climate survey items were: Students of my school demonstrate behaviors that allow teachers to teach and students to learn, 2.3. At this school, parents frequently volunteer to help on special projects, 2.4. School outcomes. Annual acknowledgments. In previous years, the Vermont PBIS state team determined which schools were eligible for Vermont PBIS merit and exemplar status based on TFI completion and scores. This year, the Vermont PBIS state team invited Vermont PBIS schools that completed the TFI to nominate their school for an annual acknowledgement. Specifically, schools provided evidence of how they sustained their PBIS systems, data, and practices. Schools also were encouraged to share data related to positive student social, emotional, behavioral, academic outcomes, including any information related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. This year, we recognized 43 schools that nominated themselves for their efforts. Schools receiving Vermont PBIS annual acknowledgement have two stars next to their school name on the last page of this report. The following quotes are from the VTPBIS annual acknowledgement nomination submissions. Quote unquote, "We've learned that giving students an increased voice in school climate often brings more joy than we anticipated. The creation of our student council has allowed for students to feel more included in not only our PBIS efforts, but also in our school community. We will continue to offer opportunities for student voice to be at the center of our work." End quote. Dothan Brook School. Quote unquote, "We are still going strong. Evolving over the years has helped us to keep things fresh and moving along. While we try new things, we sometimes fail, but always learn something new." End quote. Gertrude Chamberlain School. Quote unquote, "We focused our efforts on intentionally creating effective learning this past year. We used resources from the Cassell website to create team agreements, redefined our team roles, and worked on weaving restorative practices into our team meetings. Our agenda reflected these changes by making time to intentionally connect and come into our PBIS-focused mindsets before starting the work and leaving time for authentic reflection at the end of our meeting." End quote. Rick Marcotte Central School. Equity outcomes. The School-Wide Information System, or SWIS, has a report that enables schools to examine disaggregated data and generate interpretive sentences for each graph to inform them about their data story. Schools that use SWIS can disaggregate by students' IEP status, gender, English language learner status, and race ethnicity to uncover any areas of disproportionality. An increasing number of schools have been accessing these reports. In the 2019-2020 school year, only 13% of Vermont schools using SWIS accessed equity reports, compared to the 47% in 2022-2023. 2019 to 2020, of 153 schools using SWIS, only 20 accessed the equity reports. In 2020 to 2021, 149 schools used SWIS, but 57 of them accessed the reports. In SY22, of the 153 schools using SWIS, 75 accessed the equity reports. This year, 156 schools use SWIS, and 74 of them accessed the equity reports. This data shows schools are increasingly using these reports. Summary and recommendations. Over the past few years, despite the significant impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, the BEST Project has consistently delivered high-quality training, technical assistance, and coaching support to supervisory unions, supervisory districts, and schools across Vermont in implementing and sustaining evidence-based practices within a multi-tiered system of support, or MTSS framework. The BEST Project and Vermont PBIS state team are actively building Vermont schools' capacity to support all students, including those at risk of or experiencing social, emotional, and behavioral learning challenges, amidst growing concerns about the well-being of students and families and caregivers, as well as the increased awareness and need for mental health support. To address the diverse needs of Vermont schools, the BEST Project will continue to prioritize diversity, equity, and inclusion, enhance the use of evidence-based practices with a focus on high rates of implementation fidelity, and expand the PBIS framework to include the integration of social-emotional behavioral wellness, mental health, and early childhood. Furthermore, the BEST Project and Vermont PBIS state team are promoting the concept of excelling in a few key areas that will significantly enhance student outcomes. The BEST Project has developed the following School Year 24 Action Plan for Sustainability with input from national, state, and local partners and voices from the field. Quote, unquote, "It is our pleasure to continue with school-wide efforts at every grade level in our school, and we are proud to be part of Vermont PBIS. We value the time and effort that the BEST Project puts into their support of progress for schools across the state." SY24, Action Plan for Sustainability. Goal 1, Center Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Action steps for Goal 1. Define the mission, vision, and membership of the state team to be more inclusive, culturally responsive, and equitable. Increase state team capacity to support schools in using data to assess disproportionality and interpret ethnicity data for decision making. Prioritize and increase professional learning on DEI for Vermont PBIS TA providers, trainers, and coaches. Assess outcomes for students with disabilities and form an action plan to achieve equitable outcomes. Utilize equity constructs to guide the development of new and existing professional learning opportunities with a focus on including the voices of all students, families, caregivers, and staff. Develop a communication and dissemination plan to share information regarding equitable systems, policies, and practices within an MTSS framework. Goal 2, increase and improve the use of effective practices at high rates of implementation fidelity. Goal 2, action steps. Support existing Vermont PBIS schools in achieving or maintaining implementation fidelity through increased coaching, training, and TA. Revise the annual Vermont PBIS acknowledgement system to honor the hard work and effort of supervisory unions, school districts, and schools who are putting into development positive, predictable, effective, and equitable learning communities. Promote what's new in PBIS through coaching, training, and TA. Expand inventories of effective interventions at all tiers and share them with SUs, SDs, and schools through training and coaching. Prioritize student voice and input to further promote the reduction of frequently occurring interfering behaviors. Prioritize proactive de-escalation strategies, relationship building, and social-emotional learning for the 2023-2024 professional development calendar. Goal 3. Enhance schools' capacities to include and align social, emotional behavior, wellness, mental health, and early childhood within a PBIS framework. Goal 3, action steps. Collaborate with essential state and local partners to integrate and align social and emotional behavioral learning as well as mental health and well-being within MTSS. Enhanced support for early childhood grant-funded sites and integrating pyramid mode practices in PBIS. Increase TA and coaching support for schools to organize their interventions, aligning or integrating them within the overarching PBIS or Vermont MTSS framework. Provide professional learning on integrating mental health systems, data, and practices within the PBIS framework. And offer professional learning on integrating multiple data sources to support alignment and action planning. Thank you for listening to the 2023 BEST Project Annual Report. The BEST Project receives funds from the Vermont Agency of Education, or AOE, and is supported by the Center on Disability and Community Inclusion, CDCI, at the University of Vermont. State team members as of June 2023. BEST Project staff are Ann Duby, Cassandra Townsend, and Amy Wheeler-Sutton. Vermont PBIS state team members at the AOE are Laura Greenwood, Tracy Harris, Josh Soulier, Meg Porcella, Tracy Waterman. Vermont PBIS state TA providers and coaches are Ken Kramberg, Sherry Schoenberg, Chantel Albin, Kim Assam, Amanda Babcock, Laura Lee Keach, John Kidd, Rebecca Lallier, Jeremy Tridiak, and Greg Stoller. And at the Vermont Department of Mental Health, it's Mariana Donnelly. Thanks for listening.